food growers and producers can gain business from tourism, or at least that's the idea behind an increasingly popular movement to encourage food tourism. In Appalachia, food destinations are being promoted with a new culinary map created by the Appalachian Regional Commission. The premiere of this map was celebrated at an event yesterday at the Capital Market in Charleston. Roxy Todd reports.
Agro-tourism is not a new concept to Tootie Jones, a fifth-generation farmer. She raises grass-fed beef on Swift Level Farm in Lewisburg. She was one of the farmers who attended yesterday's event at the Capital Market.
I sell beef all over West Virginia. We have about 14 restaurants now and several retail stores in Huntington and in Lewisburg.
Some of the stores and restaurants that sell her beef are featured on a new online map, which can be found at visitappalachia.com. There's also a print map, which lists 283 food destinations across the region. The map was distributed to tourism agencies and ran in a magazine called Food Traveler. Jones's Swift Level Farm is featured as a destination on the map.
We love having people of all ages come to the farm, and I have a lot of hands-on activities for children. They can feed the chickens and collect eggs and feed the pigs and run free in the grass and not worry about anything but having fun.
The movement to promote regional food could give farmers like Jones a boost by helping to establish their farms as tourist destinations. Yesterday's event also celebrated the work of farmers and chefs who have been behind the local food movement in West Virginia for some time.
My name is Dale Hawkins. I'm one of the owners of Fitchhawk Acres in Rock Cave. We believe local food is important for the economy of West Virginia just because that it's going to keep that money in state as opposed to being sent out of state.
Fitchhawk Acres is also featured on the Appalachian food map. At the event, Hawkins displayed local breads, homemade ranch mustard, and one of West Virginia's most iconic local foods, Pickens maple syrup. All of these local offerings could mean big things for West Virginia's food and tourism economies.
And on our farm, we actually are looking at agritourism as a business to actually bringing people to the farm and letting them connect with where their food comes from.
According to Mandala Research, nearly 80% of all leisure travelers list dining and other food activities as a top priority. As local food movements across the country begin to take root, and the term foodie has emerged in urban areas, Appalachian festivals, farms, and farm-to-table restaurants could benefit by promoting the region as a tourist destination. The Appalachian food map features businesses and events from 13 states, with events like a green bean festival in Georgia, a pawpaw festival in Ohio, and a liver mush festival in North Carolina. Although the Mountain State is known for its many festivals, only the East End Bazaar in Charleston is listed as an event on the printed map. Other events, like the West Virginia State Fair, are included on the online version, which has doubled the number of destinations compared to the printed map. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.